These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The Great Courses cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. These lectures are titled Great Ancient Civilizations of Asia Minor, Part 1. The lecturer is Professor Kenneth W. Harrell. Dr. Harrell is a professor of history at Tulane University in New Orleans, where he has been teaching since 1978. He earned his bachelor's degree from Trinity College and went on to earn his master's and PhD from Yale University. Dr. Harrell specializes in the Mediterranean civilizations of Greece, Rome, Egypt, and Byzantium. The author of two books and numerous articles, he is also a veteran field researcher who has served since 1999 on the editorial board of the American Journal of Archaeology. Dr. Harrell's skill and dedication as an instructor are attested by the many teaching honors he has won. 8 times he has earned Tulane's annual Student Award for Excellence in Teaching. He is also the recipient of Baylor University's nationwide Robert Foster Cherry Award for Great Teachers. Professor Harrell prepared the course guide that comes with these lectures. The course guide includes a detailed outline of each lecture, a glossary, a timeline, biographical notes, detailed maps, and an annotated bibliography. To get the most out of this course, you may find it useful to follow along with the outlines or review them before or after each lecture. Lecture 1, Introduction to Anatolia.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Harrell, and I teach history at Tulane University, and I'm to lead you through this course for the next 24 lectures entitled Ancient Civilizations of Asia Minor. And before I start, I believe I would like to explain some of the terms we're going to use to describe this peninsula in the Mediterranean, as well as to talk a bit about some misconceptions of that peninsula. Asia Minor, which is sometimes called Anatolia, which is the Greek name, Asia Minor is based on the Latin term, is today Asiatic Turkey. And the term Asia Minor refers to the peninsula west of the Euphrates River, and it is also designated sometimes as Anatolia, which is the Greek for the land of the rising sun. And that region is also, that term, Anatolia, is also used sometimes to describe simply the interior of the peninsula, the Great Plateau, the Anatolian Plateau that comprises about 50% of the peninsula. Turkey, which is the modern country that occupies this peninsula, is a term that really doesn't come into use until the 14th century. And it really describes the Muslim Turkish civilizations that succeeded to the earlier civilizations. So when I'm lecturing, I'll really reserve Turkey for the later lectures in this course. The earlier part of this course, the proper designation, I think, is Asia Minor or Anatolia, and I will tend to use them interchangeably. The second point I would like to make is some misconceptions about what this peninsula, known to most of us as Turkey, are shared by many Americans and many moderns in the West. Asia Minor or Turkey has played a historic role. It's often seen as the bridge between Europe and the Middle East, or really its more proper designation, Near East. And that's a role that everyone more or less accepts. But our visions of this land are really colored by a number of misconceptions that go back to the 15th and 16th centuries. Turkey was the home of the historic foe of Christendom, the Ottoman Turks, the Terrible Turks, besieged Vienna in 1529 and 1683. Turkey became synonymous in the writings of the authors of the Enlightenment with despotism. It was right after France, in the opinion of people such as Voltaire and Diderot. In the late 19th century, it was dubbed the sick man of Europe. That was a term that was dubbed by Tsar Nicholas II, and who better would know a Sikh empire than the last Tsar of the Russias?